Welcome back. So I started working at a very young age, like most young boys. My first job was a newspaper route, and I hated it because I had to get up really early, and I don't like getting up early. I'm a night person. But it was all I could do until I turned 14. And once I turned 14, I applied for jobs at all the fast food restaurants down the road and ultimately got hired at Burger King. I looked much older than I was, and I was very tall, and they must have thought I was 16, so they hired me. Then I guess my love of real estate started back when I was 17. 3 years prior, when I was 14, my mom had used her babysitting income and bought the house across the street for $34,000. When I was 17, she told me it was worth $55,000. Now, even though I flunked basic math in high school, I could do that calculation. And when I realized she made $21,000 in 3 years, it was then and there I decided I'm going to get into real estate. So I went to, you know, I thought the way to make a lot of money in real estate was real estate school. So I went to real estate school while I was 17, and I had my broker's license by the age of 18. I was ready to make the big bucks. The sorry thing was I had absolutely no clue what I should be doing. And I had rented this bench, you know, one of those bus benches down at a bus stop at the end of the street. And I put my picture on it, my name on it. And of course, I never got any business from it, but made my mom really proud. I really struggled my first 2 years. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't understand real estate well. I really didn't know what I was doing. It was really hard. But I was frustrated, but I didn't give up. And I decided I didn't want to work for other people. So I buckled down. And I decided to learn the business as fast as I could. And I finally started making some money my third year. Now, it's my plan to give you the tools you need to massively shorten the learning process so you don't have to go through what I did in your investing career. So then I started buying houses for myself to rent out. I found out a long time ago that if I was willing to do what other people weren't, I can make a lot of money. And I'm going to teach you how to do the things that most people are too lazy to do so you can maximize your success in this business. So one of the things I did was I literally went out every night for years and I talked to people that were facing foreclosure. I'd knock on their door. I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'd go up there and I'd say, hey, it's Rod Cleef. I was down at the courthouse. I saw you're having a little trouble with Countrywide funding, and I help people in this situation. And I ended up buying a lot of houses that way. I'll tell you about that. I'm just using that as an example of doing whatever it takes. I'd then either list their properties for sale or I'd buy them. I ultimately ended up buying 500 houses and apartment buildings in Denver, which I'll talk about more later. Now, to date, I've owned over 2,000 houses and multiple apartment buildings, and I always bought real estate to hold on to for the long term. I did a lot of successful flips early on, but I quickly realized that that was a job, and if I really wanted long-term cash flow, I'd need to hold on to my real estate. I also now realize that I love helping other people learn how to do this. I get immense pleasure from seeing other people succeed in this business. My goal here is to show you how to have incredible success in this business. I know it may seem daunting right now in this first module, but stay with me. You'll push through the fear. One of the many things I've learned in my journey that I'm excited to teach you in the next module is about goal setting and visualization. Although I didn't realize what I was doing at the time, I learned to set goals and use visualization to manifest what I wanted in life at an early age. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about that in the next module. Now let's go back. In the late 80s, before I really started accumulating properties to keep, like I told you, I was flipping houses in Denver and I did really well. But then the market crashed. And it was a really, really tough time, I will tell you. I remember having to sell my cars to make payments to the people working for me. I ended up losing my home to foreclosure. This was the first really low point in my life. And at one point I had zero money. I didn't even have enough money for food. I'd really fallen a long way. So I ended up painting houses so I could eat. And finally, one day while I was painting this house, I got frustrated and I literally had a meltdown, started crying. And I eventually threw the paintbrush down. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and swore I'd never feel sorry for myself like that again. Have you ever been there? You know, just feel like you're at the end of your rope? Feel like, how are you going to get out of the financial mess that you're in? If you have, then you know. And it was no fun, but I got back up, and I'm sure you did too. But remember, with crisis comes opportunity. Because of that crash, everyone in Denver in real estate, you know, in the market at that time got their butts kicked. And people were so afraid of real estate that nobody was buying anything. HUD and VA had a lot of foreclosed properties they were trying to sell, and they were offering investors financing for only $500 down. So I jumped back into the real estate market, and when it was all said and done, I ended up accumulating over 500 houses and numerous apartments in Denver. Then I decided to move to Florida to buy my own dream house on the beach, which I'm going to tell you about later. and to help buy rentals in Florida, I ended up selling all my real estate in Denver. Big mistake. You know, had I held on to those Denver properties, they'd all be paid off by now, and they'd have a combined net worth of over $150 million, and they'd be cash flowing around $500,000 a month. Now, there's a lesson there. That's why I no longer believe in selling real estate. I'm a real estate buyer, not a seller, and I'm going to talk more about that later in the course. So I sold all my Denver property and started purchasing houses like crazy in Florida. Now, to date, I've owned over 1,300 houses here in Florida and apartments. And I thought that, you know, I had a fantastic business model. I was wrong. Then 2008 happened. And, you know, I started the Lifetime Cashflow Academy and this course and created this course and this training because of what happened to me in 2008. And I'm going to expand on that, so that I can help people like you avoid the mistakes that I made and build a lifetime of cash flow through multifamily real estate investing. So back to 08, I was convinced Florida was recession-proof. You know, I had the mentality that 80 million baby boomers who were getting old and getting cold would keep the market in Florida going crazy forever. I was wrong. I quickly learned, you know, that low to middle-end Florida single-family houses are almost impossible to cash flow because of the high cost of turnovers, taxes are very, very high, insurance is very, very high. But what was interesting is my multifamily properties cash flowed just fine, but not my single-family. You know, single-family is also much, much harder to manage. You know, like many people in those early 2000 boom years, I didn't really pay much attention to the fact that I occasionally had to sell or refinance a house to have enough cash to operate with. I was only focused on the value of my real estate instead of the cash flow. For example, in 2006, the value of my real estate portfolio appreciated $17 million in 1 year. So it went from X to X, and that difference was $17 million. Of course, I thought I was untouchable. My head swelled so big I could barely get it through the door. I even did the math on that $17 million and how it broke down over that year. It worked out I was earning over $326,000 a week, or not earning, but my value of my real estate went up $326,000 a week, and that was $8,000 an hour on a 40-hour work week. Of course, I was insufferable. Now, you all know when people get like I got, God will usually teach them a lesson. And that's exactly what happened. You know, when the market crashed here in Florida in 2008, I couldn't sell those houses. Nobody could. I couldn't even refinance them. And that was, you know, a real problem. You know, prior to the real estate crash of 08, all my properties had only a 30% loan to value. What that means is for every dollar in value I had, I only owed 30 cents. Even with that great loan, that has a great loan to value, by the way, guys, but even with that great loan to value, when the market crashed, it crashed so low that I was underwater. I couldn't hold on. And one of the hardest decisions I ever had to make was stop making payments on hundreds of houses. And that crash, I will tell you, turned out to be my largest seminar ever. It was about a $50 million seminar. But like I said, that seminar and the lessons I learned from it is why I did this course. The biggest lesson I got from that crash was that my apartment complexes were cash flowing just fine through all that. Sure, I had some contraction, but they held on just fine. And, you know, when the values dropped, it didn't happen with the multifamily, because multifamily is valued on income, which I'm going to talk to you a lot more about later. But had I just been in multifamily, I would have done just fine. And like I said, that's why I started my podcast, Lifetime Cash Flow Through Real Estate Investing, to teach people to focus on cash flow and forget value when they're looking at real estate. Cash flow is absolutely the most important parameter. Also, like I mentioned, wrote a very comprehensive book about multifamily real estate investing called The New Rules of Real Estate Investing, which also talks about focusing on cash flow. And that's why I was compelled to do this. And I want other people to learn from my successes and, more importantly, from my mistakes. And so I wrote this course to train you in everything you need to know to master this business, soup to nuts. There's no fluff in it. You know, I want it to be a roadmap for you to learn this business quickly. And I can honestly say, like I told you a minute ago, I believe this to be the most comprehensive course out there for learning multifamily real estate. So you're in the right place. I'm also going to teach you how to actually take action in this business, what it'll take to motivate yourself and get past your fears to kick butt in multifamily investing.